Badgley inbounds to Bauer. She's joined by Autumn Gross, Jamie Messerschmidt, and Kaylee Swinton. Glacier Bears basketball. Bauer dribbling around top of the key here. Comes left-hand side to Badgley. Badgley, the baseline to Messerschmidt. She turns with a 17-footer off back rim. Gets her own rebound, kicks it up to Bauer. Bauer looks right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton double-teamed down the post. Tries to go into Gross. That ball's kicked out of bounds by the Wolves. Wolves have Meisner, Smith, McKay, Teat, and Cooper on the game to start the second quarter. Glacier Bears get it to Swinton on the left-hand side for 18. That one's short. She tracks down the rebound, tries to save it inside, but right to Meisner. Meisner across the 10-second line. Picked up by Badgley. Up top to Smith. Left-hand side to Cooper. Cooper from 18 off the back rim. Rebound comes down to Gross. Autumn pivots, keeps it out of the defenders, hands it off to Badgley. Badgley going to get it across the 10-second line, or right before she does, she hands it to Bauer. I think that was an awful short 10 seconds, but I guess they started counting when Autumn had it. So Glacier Bears turn that ball back over to the Wolves. Into the game is Jacobson for Bauer. Libby with those two personal fouls. Hasn't played much so far in this game. Meisner into McKay at the high post. Left-hand side to Cooper. Cooper up top to Smith. We got a foul here on the floor. It's going to be on Messerschmidt. She just ran another girl over. Glacier Bears need to call out some of these screens. Jamie Messerschmidt just ran her right over. But Meisner, this time, is at least going to earn free throws for her efforts of getting run over. Or at least one. That was a 19 foul on the Glacier Bears. So it's still 1-1. This one rims in and out. Gross tried to handle the rebound off of her hands and out of bounds. KD Howell into the game for the Wolves, and she'll be coming in for Meisner. Howell on the inbounds, gets into Smith. Smith drives baseline, goes up against Swinton, going to get it, and we're going to get a foul, looks like, on Swinton. A little 5-2, Erica Smith drove that baseline, a little scoop shot. Kaylee was a little late getting over there, came down low with the arm, picked up her second personal foul. And Destiny Cowart will come into the game for Kaylee. 6:45 left here in the first half. Coach Elliott trying to be careful with his players in some foul trouble here. First shot is up and good for Erica Smith. Gross. Down on the baseline to Cowart. Cowart, Destiny, oh, misses the shot. Messerschmidt gets it. Misses the shot. Cowart tries to get it. Came down to the rebound, but Howell came, stole it away from her. McKay to Smith. Glacier Bears had two good looks there. Couldn't convert either one of them. Howell now on the right-hand side. Back up top to Smith. Smith to Howell. To McKay down on the baseline. Get in a teed at the high post. That shot's blocked by Autumn Gross. Scramble for it, and it comes back to Smith. Smith with a three-pointer left side, back rim. That ball is going to be out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. 6:01 left, second quarter action. Glacier Bears with a three-point lead, 8-5. Caroline Ward checking back into the game for the Wolves. Kyla Teat will sit down, and then Darian Meisner coming back in, and Katie Howell will take a seat again. Wolves still with some full-court pressure. Glacier Bears get it into Jacobson. She turns and is immediately tied up by Kimberly Cooper. That was tough there. They threw it right into a double team, kind of led Jacobson right into that double team there. She didn't really have any place to go with it. Out to Smith. Smith, drives baseline, cut off nicely by Messerschmidt, and they're going to get a foul on Messerschmidt. That's Jamie's first, should be her second personal, I believe. Yep, that's her second. And it'll be two shots for Erica Smith. First one's up, back rim, and off. 5:55, first half action. Glacier Bears clinging to that 8-5 lead. Haven't scored here in a while. Smith's second one, back rim, rebound comes down to Measurement. Measurement double teamed in the back, right underneath the court. The Glacier Bears can get it out of that initial double team. They'll be fine. Now Jacobson's got it. She's stripped. And we got a jump ball. Glacier Bears not doing a good job handling this backcourt pressure at all. Wolves coming up double-teaming them, and they just haven't been able to figure out a way to pivot out of that and get it to one of the open ladies, get it up the court. Get it into Jacobson. And they're passing that one right there. They gave it to Libby. Her toes were basically touching the end line. She had no place to go with that. They've got to set up somewhere different here and try and do something different. Now they get to Taylor. Taylor behind the defense gets it up to Measurement. She'll pull up to Jacobson. Jacobson back to Measurement. Cross court to Taylor. Taylor throws the ball away to the Wrangell Wolves. Stolen away by Cooper. Kimberly Cooper gives it to Meisner, left-hand side to Smith. Smith thought she had a shot, closed out nicely by Measurement. Kicks it out to Cooper. Cooper on the dribble, comes right-hand side, gets it to Ward. Ward, 16-footer, back rim, no good. Smith down with the long rebound for the Wolves. He's going to drive into the lane. Measurement hit a screen hard again. The Glacier Bears need to call out these screens for her. And Natalia Taylor just threw that one into the backcourt with nobody really there. Turned it back over to the Wolves. Glacier Bears need to take care of the basketball. Autumn Gross stepped in front of the passing lane that time, knocked the ball out of bounds. So the Wolves will have it on the sideline, down to our right. Throw it in the backcourt to Meisner. Meisner has Taylor on her, comes right-hand side to Smith. Smith back to Meisner, left-hand side to Cooper. Cooper has Jacobson guarding her. Now to Meisner. Meisner looks inside to Ward. She spins on Gross. Autumn, hand up, throws back out to Smith. Measurement's going to get another one. Jamie's got to learn to keep her hands to herself. Every time somebody goes past her, she puts her hands out and gives them a little push. That's going to be her third personal foul. And Erica Smith back at the line, shooting another two. Smith's first shot is up off the front of the rim, no good. And we got Grace Jones in for Measurement. So far, the Wolves are 3 for 13 from the free throw line. Make it 4 for 14. Glacier Bears are lucky they're missing all these free throws. As is, Glacier Bears only have a 2-point lead. They get it up ahead to Jacobson. Over to Jones. To Jacobson. To Jones. Jones eyes the basket. To Taylor. Taylor to Jones. Jones drives right baseline. Gets it into Gross. Gross's shot is blocked by Ward. Out of bounds. The Glacier Bears basketball. Nice block by Caroline Ward. Got her hand up. Autumn needs a little ball fake that time. Glacier Bears get it into Jacobson. She has the ball stolen away from her by the Wolves. Glacier Bears cannot hang on to the basketball. Meisner comes back, and she's going to get hammered by Natalia Taylor. Darian Meisner to the line, shooting two. Well, I don't know what it is with the Glacier Bears, but their heads do not seem to be in this game at all. Meisner hits her first one. That's 1 point for her. Cuts that Glacier Bear lead to one. Glacier Bears have not scored in this quarter. Meisner's second and short. Rebound comes down to McKay. McKay's shot blocked by Autumn Gross. McKay gets her own rebound. Out to Meisner. No good. And tracked down by Cooper. Cooper up to Smith. Smith comes right-hand side. Cooper. Cooper looking inside. Goes up top instead. Back to Cooper. Stolen away by Jacobson. Jacobson. Back to Jones. Jones now up into the front court to Jacobson. to Jones. Looked inside briefly to Gross. Nothing there, so I reverse it up top to Taylor. Taylor, right-hand side to Jones. Jones drives along the baseline. She briefly loses control of the ball, looking for some help. Dumps it into Gross. Gross up with a shot. That one's no good, but she's fouled on the play when we go into the free throw line. Fouls on number 12, Darian Meisner, her first personal. Eighth team foul on the Wolves. Autumn Gross with a chance for two. Her first one's wide right. Glacier Bears still haven't scored here in the second quarter. We're over halfway through it, 3:27 left. And that one's not going to make it either. Destiny Coward down with a rebound, and Darian Meisner comes in, ties it up. It'll be Wrangell Wolves basketball. Smith on the dribble. She gets across 10-second line. She's picked up by Taylor. Comes right-hand side to Ward. Ward tries to drive baseline off her knee and out of bounds. Nice idea. She tried to get baseline on Autumn Gross. Autumn was able to cut her off just enough. Make her tip that ball away. Glacier Bears inbound it to Gross. To Cowart. Up ahead to Jones. Jones got just Ward to beat. Ward's going to get the block shot, and they're going to call the foul. Pretty much anybody that tries a block shot is going to get called with a foul. Looked like Caroline did a great job on that one, getting over there, going up high. But official must have thought she had it at the body or something. Anyhow, Grace Jones will be going to the line. This one's off the back rim, no good. Glacier Bears 5 for 12 so far from the free throw line. Five of their 8 points come from the field or from the free throw line. There's another point. First point of the second quarter for the Glacier Bears. Only one field goal for each team so far in this game. Left-hand side to Cooper. Cooper up top to Smith. To Meisner. Meisner looks to McKay. Teat looks at it. Throws it to McKay. To Cooper. Cooper down the baseline. To Smith. Smith, little reverse move. Up with it. Battle for the rebound. Be off Smith to the Glacier Bears. Now Swinton coming into the game for Gross. Cowart looking for an inbound. Tries to get it to Taylor. Taylor looks up ahead to Swinton. To Jones, to Swinton. And they're going to get number 34, Kyla Tweet, with the blocking foul. Kyla Tweet with the blocking foul on Swinton. That'll send Kaylee to the line. That's 10 team fouls on the Wolves. So Swinton will be shooting two. She's 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Make it 2 for 3. That's her second point. Extend that Glacier Bear lead to 3 with 2:38 left here. First half action, 10-7. Glacier Bears. Swinton's second one is a swish also. Maybe that'll get her going from the field as well. 4-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Meisner into the front court on the dribble. Gives it over to Smith. Smith eyes 3-point shot. Up and off the glass and good. Erica Smith has 8 points. And it's a 1-point lead now for the Wolves. Now Erica Smith is going to, what are they calling here? They're calling white number one with a blocking foul. The one official, I think, was just going to call it out of bounds, but guy from the baseline came up and said, nope, Libby Jacobson needs to go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. Libby's first is up and rattles in. She's got 4 points on the game. Extends that Glacier Bear lead to 2. Second one. This one banks open late off the glass, banks it in. 3-point lead for the Glacier Bears. 2:17 left. Smith running the offense, goes left-hand side to Cooper, to McKay. McKay has Coward on her, up top to Smith. Smith going to try and drive the right baseline, but pushed back by Taylor. Smith now dribbling at the top of the key, goes right to Meisner. Meisner drives down the center of the lane, goes up for the shot. Two Glacier Bears there. Let's see which one of them they're going to call the foul on. 3-0, Grace Jones. That's her third personal foul. Team fouls on the Glacier Bears here in the first half. Darian Meisner misses her first free throw. Autumn Gross in for Jones and Serena Badgley in for Taylor. Substitutions for the Glacier Bears. Meisner's second is up the rims around. No good. Gross down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. She's pivoting. Gets it off to Swinton. Swinton to Jacobson. And we're going to get white number one, Erica Smith. Her second personal will go the other way with Libby Jacobson shooting some more free throws. .151 left in the first half. Glacier Bears 3-point lead, 13-12 over the Wrangell Wolves. Libby misses her first free throw. Has the second one coming to her. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to McKay. McKay to Smith. Smith up ahead to Meisner. Meisner looks inside, ball stepped away by Swinton, right to Cowart. Cowart back to Swinton. Swinton drives up into the front court, looking for some help now, looking, gets it out to Cowart. Up top to Badgley. Badgley to Jacobson. Jacobson picks up her dribble. Cowart, Destiny can't hang on to the ball, lets it roll down her legs and out of bounds. It'll be Wrangell's basketball. 1:27 left, first half. Smith on the dribble, a little full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. There's a little toke in there to make them take a little more time coming across the 10-second line. Smith gets it across. Drives down the left-hand side of the lane, up with a shot, no good. Rebound, bounces around, comes down to McKay. McKay up with a shot off the backboard and good for two. Glacier Bears had four girls there. None of them could pick up the basketball. Now Cowart tries to throw it long, can't throw it all the way to Swinton. Rebound stolen away by Meisner, up ahead to Smith. Smith probes the baseline, steps out, 16-footer up and good for two. Smith has 10, and the Wolves have a one-point lead, 14-13. Glacier Bears up ahead to Cowart. Cowart can't hang on the ball. The ball's knocked out of bounds by the Wolves. It'll be Glacier Bear basketball. Glacier Bears need to wake up and get their heads in this game. They are making mental mistake after mental mistake after mental mistake. And that one, Serena Badgley can't hang on to the pass. Goes right to Smith, and Libby Jacobson picks up her third personal foul. .46 seconds left. Erica Smith at the line. She shot 8 free throws already in the first half. First one's up and good. She's got 11. It's a 2-point lead for the Wolves. Celia Bauer into the game for the Glacier Bears. And Libby Jacobson will have a seat with those 3 personal fouls. Second shot, rebound down by Swinton. Swinton trapped in the backcourt, gets it up ahead to Cowart. Destiny up across the 10-second line. She's going to pick up her dribble, give it over to Swinton. Swinton to Bauer, to Badgley. Badgley up top to Bauer. Bauer down to Swinton on the baseline. Swinton to Badgley. Bauer. Cowart on the left-hand side now. 20 seconds left here in the first half to Badgley. Badgley looks right baseline to Swinton. She eyes a 3-point shot. That one rims in and out. Gross fights for the rebound. It'll be off white. It'll be black ball. Glacier Bears maintain possession with 11.2 seconds left here in the half. They get it right into Autumn Gross. Gross goes up, and she's going to be fouled on the shot. Great play that time. Wrangell wasn't really paying attention to that one. Autumn cut hard down the right baseline. Dropped it right to her. That's Darren Meisner's second personal foul. And Autumn Gross will be going to the line shooting two free throws. First one off side rim, no good. 10.1 seconds left here in the first half. Gross, the second is up. That one's no good. Rebound off of Meisner going to the Glacier Bears. So they got 9.5 seconds left. Trying to either tie or take the lead here in this first half. Get it out to Bauer. Bauer's a three-pointer on the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Meisner. Scramble for it in the backcourt. Bauer gets it, throws it up. That one's going to be short, and we've got 1.1 seconds left. I don't think Seeley knew how much time was left on the clock. She could have taken a couple other dribbles, gotten the ball up the court. And so our end of the first half, our score will be 15 for the Wolves, 13 for the Glacier Bears. The Glacier Bears have made one shot from the field.